The Voice of Martyrs has said this is a Sunday for prayer across the country for the persecuted church. And just for a few words, Hebrews 13, verse 3, it says, "Remember them that are in bonds." Now, I don't know about you, but I forget these people. I don't know about you, but I don't have it rolling in my heart and in my mind. So that's a confession, but also maybe what I want to say will help all of us, like, change that. And this is what I thought of today. How do I remember them? But this way, everything in your life that you appreciate, that you can do in this country, just think of them not being able to do it. So I made a little list here. I would like my children to be accepted at the school. There are Christians in Pakistan, and their kids are not allowed to go to school. I would like to have a job. There are Christians in this world that cannot find a job. I'd like to have a future, maybe get a passport, maybe travel somewhere. But there are Christians that cannot get a passport and cannot travel. I would like the police to be nice to me and protect my property and care for me. But there are Christians, the police target them, harass them, visit them in the middle of the night, knock on their door, drag them to the police station, abuse them and beat them. I'd like to own a house. There are Christians that cannot own a house. There are Christians that lose their jobs if they have one. There are Christians that struggle to find food. There are Christians that go to jail. There are Christians that are tortured. And there are Christians that die because they believe in Christ. Wow. These people are precious people. I don't feel guilty about any of this. I feel sympathy and care. And with a little exercise, when you go to buy something at Walmart, think maybe there are some Christians in the world that cannot do that. They live in a little community called Where the Christians Live. There may not be public water, public sewage. The police may know it. They are not protected. They are persecuted because they are Christians. When Moses faced this in Hebrews 11, it said he esteemed the riches of Christ greater than the treasures of Egypt. And these people are in this world, hallelujah, and the world is not worthy of them. They are our sisters and our brothers. I say this because it says here, remember them. Maybe with a little bit of work or thought, we can do that more. And Voice of the Martyrs is saying this is the day, but I would like to turn it into the whole month with you, that we would remember. It says in verse 3, remember them that are in bonds. That means in chains, as if we were chained with them. Identification. And them which suffer adversity, as being also in a similar physical body, When they are hungry, I know what it is to be hungry. When they are cold, without a blanket, we know what it's like to be cold without a blanket. So that's it. We just remember them. It is sobering, but this is what the Word of God is saying. And our prayers mean something for them. So let's have a few moments of prayer, shall we, for our sisters and brothers. At the end of the service tonight, Pastor Schiavelli is going to share a message tonight, and then we'll have a break for 20 minutes, and then we're going to show the Richard Wurmbrand movie. It's a brand new movie. We saw it. It's very good. It's not long. It's an hour and 7 minutes, I think. And we'll have that instead of the rap tonight. We'll have that movie, Richard Wurmbrand's life. And when he was in front of the Communist Party in a church building and the pastors were parroting communist ideology, he was sitting there, and his wife, in tears, was broken. And it shows it in the movie. She said, "You have to say something." He said, "If I say something, you will not have a husband." And she said, "I don't want to have a coward as a husband." So he went up and did his business there before God, and they went to prison. It's a good story for us to think about. So let's have some prayer with your neighbor for a moment, would you, for the persecuted church.
If you'd stand with me, please. Please, please. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 19. Starting in verse 29. Great service so far, amen? Aren't you glad you're here tonight? Good crowd, too. Thanks for coming. Wow. What else would we be doing? Just, I don't know. It's amazing. Be in God's house with God's people. Amen? You said praise the Lord pretty loud, too. That was amazing. Okay, 2 Samuel chapter 19. And this is David speaking to Mephibosheth, who is Saul's grandson, and to Ziba, who is from the house of Saul. And Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants, and he wanted more. Greedy. He's greedy. And the king said unto, verse 29, the king said unto him, why speakest thou any more of this matter? I have said, you and Ziba, speaking to Mephibosheth, divide the land. Now listen to Mephibosheth's response. I think it's amazing. Mephibosheth said unto the king, let him take all. For as much as my lord the king has come again in peace unto his own house. Father, thank you tonight. Thank you. We do pray and continue to pray for this persecuted church around the world. Just help us and lead us as a church and as individuals in prayer and whatever you would lead us to do. God's plan. We thank you tonight. We thank you for the ministry of Greater Grace and many other great churches around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. God bless you. You know, when we were in Uganda in East Africa for a number of years, and Pastor Eugene and others who were there can verify this, we trained many people from the Sudan. We had Sudanese refugee camps that we went to. I'll never forget what those refugee camps were like. And we saw students come out of those refugee camps. We started a Bible school in the refugee camp. These are people that had fled from northern Sudan and different parts of Sudan, where people estimate that there's been 1 million people killed in the Sudan for their faith. And certainly there's many other places like Indonesia, as we heard, and other places. But just to see the opportunity we had to minister, to train people, to send people to Bible school, and to see them now actually having churches in the Sudan. We have a couple of great works in the Sudan with Bible schools. And there was one pastor, his name is Manioc, Pastor Manioc. And I asked him, how did you survive? Like, because they were on the run. They had to live in forests, sometimes for 1 or 2 years at a time. I said, you know, there's not much. Sudan is dry as a bone. There's nothing there. And he said, we ate bark. I said, huh? He said, yeah, we would cut bark off of the trees, soak it in water, and eat bark. And I said, and you lived? He goes, I'm standing in front of you. I said, wow, that's amazing. And they were content to eat bark. I was like, this is something else, you know? And I remember when we one time went, I think, were you on that trip, Pastor Eugene? When we went with the vehicles and we had to put the cows in front of you, were not there. You sent us. You figured the trip out, but never came. That was okay. And I asked the driver of the vehicle, what are these cows doing in front? He said, the entire road into the Sudan is mined. And so the cows step on the mines before the car steps on the mines. Now, I'm sorry if you're a cow lover, but what can I tell you? I'm glad that I'm here and the cows didn't make it. It's just the way it goes, you know? And I thought, this is amazing what these people have to endure and what's going on. And this is just one country, and there's so many of them that have even more intense stories than that, as people are persecuted for their faith. And just thinking about when you meet some of these people, and I've met some of them in different places, whether it was Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, Jordan in the Middle East, and different places in North Africa, Morocco especially, that you meet these people and there's something amazing about them. Now, they may not be trained in Bible school. They may not have a lot of education. They may not even have the opportunity to have the blessing of the body like we do. But there's something about meeting them, and you meet them, and it's like you can just sense the presence of God. You can see Jesus Christ in their lives, and that God does something unique and sovereign in their lives. And they have Jesus. This is what Mephibosheth said. Mephibosheth said, it really doesn't matter. I don't need anything. I don't need anything. And Ziba's got 15 sons and 20 servants and a lot of land. And he says, give him the land. You know why? Because I have the king. I have the king, and I'm in the king's house. And think about that in application to we have King Jesus. Amen? We have the Lord, and we have a church. We have the Lord, and we have the king and the king's house. And he says, there's nothing that I really desire other than that. Because if you had everything in life and you didn't have the king and you didn't have the king's house, we would be of all people most miserable. Are you with me? He says, take it all, you know. And it didn't matter to Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth was, you know, he had some situations in his own life. Lame on both feet. The grandson of Saul, living in fear. He was in, by the way, he was in Lodebar in the house of Machir amongst the people of Amiel. He was on the other side of the Jordan. It's quite a story when you think about David saying, is there anyone I can show loving kindness to? And they said, yes. From Saul's house, he said, yes. He's on the other side of the Jordan. And David said, where is he? Where he's over there. Go get him. Isn't that the heart of God? Go get him. And so Mephibosheth says, I don't need anything. I don't need anything. You know, I was thinking today, this afternoon, like, I'm going out of here at some point in life, and there's going to be nothing. You have nothing. You'll take nothing with you. Hello? Isn't that true? I'm not taking anything with me. I'm not taking a basketball with me. I'm not taking a bank account with me. I'm not taking a tie with me. A suit. I'm not taking this. Nothing's going. No car's going. No house is going. There's nothing going out. Job chapter 1 and chapter 2 and 42. Naked I came into this world and naked I shall leave. Blessed be the what? The name of the Lord. I'm not trying to have a heavy message because we're having a Wormbrandt movie. I'm not saying that, but it's amazing. He says you can have everything. You can have it all. Some people want fame, they want fortune, they want position, they want reputation, they want power, they want authority, they want... By the way, your health is going too. Has anybody noticed it? Anybody notice like things change a bit? I always close the door when I'm putting my socks on so my wife doesn't watch the pain in my face trying to get the left one on. And I realize things are happening. Things are happening, you know? And there was black hair, now there's gray hair, and for some there's no hair. You know? And things are happening. The health is going. The finances, everything is going to go. And so he says to Ziba, take everything. Because I have the king. And because I have the king, I don't need anything else. Isn't that what Psalm 23 says? The Lord is what? Shepherding me. I shall not want. I have no desires. You know, we live even in a world today, in a Christianity today, it's kind of like more, 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 rather than what our guest speaker said, I want much more of Jesus. Amen? And more and more, and it's just kind of like there can be this, what I call a Christian lust pattern. I want more from God. And I want more from God as far as relationship is concerned and growing in his love, mercy, grace, his word, his purpose, his plan, his gospel, in the church. But I'm not looking to get more from me for my sake. And he said, take it all. I got the king. You can have it all. I have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? Are you with me? Say it. I have the king. I have the king. And I'm in the king's house. I have the king and I'm in the king's house and you can have it all. And by the way, many times it says in the Bible, and I think this is true, this is a learning process. I have learned to be what? Content in whatsoever state I am in. I've learned to be satisfied. The word that's used there in the Greek language. I've learned to be satisfied and I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I've got Jesus. I've got the king. Whenever you read Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6, it says that very simply that God has said to me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And by the way, I want to add something to that. It's not adding to the scriptures. And he'll never let me leave him. Are you with me? Why? Because he gave me the Holy Spirit and I'm sealed with the Holy Spirit, so I can't leave God. Hello? I can't leave God. Positionally, I can't leave God. And he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Then he says, be content with such things as you what? What do you have? Jesus, right? I have Jesus. I'm content because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So be content with God and God alone. Boy, that's a great lesson for me in my life, isn't it? And it's like if we're not careful, we can be in a world that has demons in control and they can infiltrate into Christianity and give me some kind of, at times, desires to, I need more of this and more of this and more of this and more of this and more of this. Have you got the latest? My wife will look at me sometimes, she'll say, you know, that coat or that outfit or those. I said, you know what? I don't really care. When was the last time you thought I was ever out to impress anybody? Listen, I have God. If you're not, I don't. Whatever, whatever's going on doesn't make any difference. I have the King. You can take it all. Are you with me? The world wants it all. The devil is offering things. Hey, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. I'll give you all. I'll give you all. I need a husband. You gotta be careful how you say this. I need a wife. I got one. I need a husband. I need this and I need that. You know, I won't be complete until I need children. We're married. We need children. You know what? I'm content. Ziba, take it all. Take it all. You can have it all. I've got Jesus. Are you with me? I've got the Lord. I'm saved forever. I have all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Need? And if I'm always thinking about need, there's always going to be somehow through my old sin nature or projections from the devil to make me think I need something. Well, as you're getting older, you know, you're going to need nothing. I'm going to need nothing. No. I don't need. I remember, can you imagine? One day there's no property left. Okay, you're in Lenox and there's no property left. It's over. Oh my God! What are we gonna do? Follow God. We're gonna follow God, right? And we don't know what could happen.
No one knows what could happen with any situation at all. Whatever could take place. Who has any idea? But you know what? You can't take the king. Amen? I have the king. And I'm in the king's house. And so Mephibosheth knows something amazing. You read 2 Samuel chapter 9, and there's three things that he says I think are phenomenal. He keeps talking about, and the king said. Nine times it says, the king said or the king called. I've got the king's word. I don't just have the king, I have the king's word. Amen? We got the word of the king. And he has said so much to us, hasn't he? Not just from the Bible, but from the pulpit and from and in Bible school, in our lives on a daily basis. The king said, the king said, the king said, and the king said, and the king said. Keep saying it over and over again in 2 Samuel 9. I've got the word of the king. I don't just have the person of the king. I've got his word. And when the king says something, I want to pay attention to what the king says. And I'm not interested in what other people have to say. The king said, amen? The king said that I belong to him. The king said he's going to give me peace. The king said I'm going to heaven. The king said he'll never leave me. The king said I'm complete in him. The king said I'm accepted in the beloved. The king said I'm going to heaven. The king said I've got peace on earth. The king said he's going to bear fruit in my life. What's the king said? The king said, I'm for you. Who can be against you? The king said, never accuse you or condemn you. The king said, I am going to freely give you all things. The king said, never separated from the love of God. The king said, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Who said?
King.
The king said. I got the king's word. I got the king's word. It's amazing. I don't just have the king, I got the king's word. I got the king's word. You know what else the king said? I'm his son. Mephibosheth said, I'm one of the king's sons. Or a king's daughter. I belong to the king. I'm not here wondering about how you're going to evaluate me or what the world says about me. You know, like in my, and the world's description of who they think I am. It doesn't matter. I'm a son of the king. Amen. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of the king. I'm a son of the king. I'm a child of the king. I'm in the family of the king. Oh, there's so many things that go kind of haywire today in families in many places around the world. But I'm so glad. I won't have to get up and move around that song. I'm a part of the family of God. Amen? Remember that song we used to do that, right? Remember? We'd all walk around and just be shaking hands. Someday we can do that again someday. I'm one of the king's sons. This is amazing. And the king has authority. The king has power. The king rules. The king reigns. I'm a king's son, right? I don't know. Want to talk about my weakness? Go ahead. I'm a king's son. Want to talk about my past? I'm a king's son. Want to talk about my failure? I'm a king's son. Want to talk about what you think your expectation should be or what I should be doing with my life? I'm a what? I'm a son of the king. Wow. I'm a king's son. I'm a king's daughter. In other words, Mephibosheth has an amazing self-image when he understands he's a son of the king. If he thinks about being the grandson of Saul, and he thinks about being lame on both feet, and he thinks about in his natural thinking, I'm a dead dog, I'm your servant, I'm living in fear. But then David, the king, elevates him in his thinking where he says, I'm a son of the king, and I'm going to eat at the king's table. Always. I've got the king. I got the king's word. I'm a king's son, and I'm going to have fellowship with the king forever. Amen? Forever. And it's going to be a lot more intense than it is now. Fellowship. You'll eat at my table always, Mephibosheth. No one's going to see your feet. Isn't that great? I love it. I think you said you were going to preach a message on security. This is Mephibosheth is a great example of having security in God. We have security in God. I know who I am. Say that. I know who I am. I got the king's word. I'm a king's son or daughter. I'm going to eat at the king's table forever. And this is the great heritage that we have as believers. And so maybe, yes, there is an incredible persecution. There's incredible trouble. But you know what? This life doesn't go that far. Hello? Oh, boy. Somebody talks about like somebody at 80 going through some stuff. I said, listen, the Bible already said you're blessed if 70, double blessed if you're 80. I said to my mother, who are you? He's like in your 90s. That's amazing, isn't it? But we realize, do you know, have you thought about the fact that you're going to hear the king's word as a king's son forever in heaven for billions of years? I don't know what's going to happen down here. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm not going to try to estimate or evaluate it or think about what's going to happen when I am 70. When I'm 70 or I'm 80 or I'm 90 years old. You know what? I'm going to be with God forever. Amen? And all this stuff that's going on, and this too shall pass. Say it. This too shall pass. This is going. Going, going, gone. It's like hitting a home run for Jesus. It's gone. It's over. It's going. I'll be with the king forever. I'll be in the presence of the king. I'll be there without an old sin nature. I'll be there where there'll be no devil and demons. I'll be there where there's no taxes or electricity bills. I'll be there where I won't have to worry about if my house is painted or my sidewalk is shoveled or my driveway is clean. I'll be in heaven and eating with the king and hearing the king's words forever. Oh, yeah, maybe there's going to be some trials here. Maybe there's going to be some difficulties. Okay? I understand that. But this 60, 70, 80 years, whatever it may be or longer, is nothing compared to eternity. Wow, with the king forever. You know what 100 years is like. Can you imagine 1,000, 10,000, 1,000,000 years, 1,000,000,000 years, 1,000,000,000,000 years? And it never ends. Imagine we're going to have fellowship with each other forever. Look at the person next to you and say that. I'm going to be fellowshipping with you forever. Come on. There's nobody sitting next to you. Turn around. I'm going to have fellowship with Woody. Woody. Woody, I'm going to have fellowship with you forever. Woody, come get over here. Shake my hand. Me and Woody forever in heaven. Huh? Wow, we're going to be together forever. We're the king's sons, right? We got the king's word. We're going to be at the king's table. Just don't take my food. Praise the Lord tonight. No matter what's going on. Oh, trouble on every side. In this world there shall be tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Amen? I've overcome the world. God already told you there's going to be trouble, but I've overcome the world. Wow, I got the king's word. I'm a king's son. I'm going to eat with the king forever. Ziba, take it all. You can have it all. I've got the king. I've got his word. I'm his son, and I'm at his table forever. Father, thank you tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, trouble. Difficulties, problems at times, but they're never going to usurp authority over the truth that I have the king. Ziba, take it all. You can have it all. Ziba, you can have it all. I got the king, and I'm in the king's house. And in the king's house, there's the king's word. And I'm in the king's house as a king's son. And I'm in the king's house daily having fellowship and eating bread always at his table. Thank you. He's the king of kings. He's my king. When Livingstone was found dead in Chitambo in Tanzania, written on his Bible were these few words: my Jesus, my king, my life, my all. Those were his last words. My Jesus, my King, my life, my all. Thank you. We have the King. And we're in the King's house tonight. We have the King and we're in his house. If you are here tonight and you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have another King.
either the flesh or the enemy or this world. And you can change kingdoms in a moment of time. In 1 second, you can be born again on the internet, in the audience here. All you have to do is make a decision to receive the King and receive what the King has done on the cross of the King. The throne of the King is the cross. Say, yes, Jesus, I believe in you. I believe in your blood to deliver me from sin, past, present, and future. I want to be born again tonight and receive Jesus as my Savior. My Savior. With our eyes closed, our heads bowed, if that's your prayer, just quietly put your hand up. Jesus, save me tonight. On the internet, save me. Unless you're born again, you can never go to heaven. Unless a man is born again, Jesus said to Nicodemus, you can never go to heaven. Born again, spiritual birth. Spiritual birth. Thank you. Those hands. Thank you, God. Thank you. You're a child of the King. Thank you tonight. Thank you. And help us as believers tonight. Take our position. I have a King. I've got the King's word. I'm a King's son. I'm a King's daughter. And I'm at the King's table forever. I'm not going to eat any cheap food someplace. I'm eating with the King. I'm not going to listen to any stupid words. I've got the King's word. I'm not going to be named in somebody else's family. I'm a son of the King. Thank you. I've got the King. Mephibosheth says, Ziba, old sin nature, devil, world, take it all. You can have it. I've got the King. We thank you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.